We don't have so much time, another major sugya ahead of us. So the Mishnah tells us a halacha that at first glance seems to be unique to Tkiyah Shofar, and then the Gemara quickly extends it to other mitzvahs as well. And that is the notion of being a mechuyev v'davar. The Mishnah tells us, the Ramakamas in front of them, in the seventh Ramakamas, first Ramakamas, Chayrish Shayt Rekot, in the end of the line, Chayrish Shayt Rekot, Eim Otsiyas Adam Edei Chagosim. That a Chayrish, a Shayt Rekot, are all examples of people who are not Chayv in the mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar. They cannot be mitzvah somebody in the mitzvah. Zach Klal, this is the rule. Kol Shayt Rekot, Eim Otsiyas Adam Edei Chagosim. Anyone who is not obligated in the mitzvah, we can add on to this list of women. The woman is Ptura from the mitzvah of Shof, it's mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar, Ben Grama. Anyone who's Pata from the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar cannot be mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah itself appears in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's reason to believe that it's talking about Tkiyah Shofar, only Tkiyah Shofar. And yet we find in other sugyas in Shas, the Mishnah says Megillah, almost an identical principle concerning Kriyas HaMegillah. In order to be mitzvah, somebody in Kriyas HaMegillah, you have to be obligated in the mitzvah. We have almost another identical sugya that appears in Masechet Sukkah about Kriyas Hallel. If you want to be mitzvah, somebody in Hallel, you have to be a mechuyev b'davar. We have it in Masechet Brachos. If you want to be mitzvah, somebody in Birchas HaMazon, you have to be a mechuyev b'davar. So this is a halacha that permeates all of mitzvahs. So I want to almost break down this klal really into two different categories. First, to discuss it as it relates to Tkiyah Shofar, and then to see how it plays out in terms of other mitzvahs, other mitzvahs of Hebrew as well. So let's begin with Tkiyah Shofar. Where did this klal come from? How would the word Chazal know this is even true? What is the source for this halacha? Forget about brachas, forget about halal, forget about Megillah. I just want to focus on Tkiyah Shofar. What is wrong with a woman blowing shofar for me? What is wrong with a compliment? What's wrong with a guy blowing shofar for me? What's the problem? I heard a shofar. It's a ram's horn. Tekiyah, I heard every 100 kailas, alachum, razan, hug, yamala, briska kailas, and just the person who blew was in the mukhid. So what? Asma. So the Chora, we have to take a step back for a moment. In order to understand the details of this halach, we have to understand the overall mitzvah Tekiyah shofar in the first place. So there are clearly two components that go into shofar. There is the blowing of the shofar, and there is the hearing of the shofar. Obviously, both are necessary. If you don't have a blowing, it's going to be kind of hard to hear. And the Mishnah says explicitly that blowing is not sufficient, because at the kewa, if you blow into the pit and you hear the echo rather than the shofar, so you're not yotze. So the fact that you did a mice at the key is not really enough. So everybody seems to say there is some significance to the tekiyah and some significance to the shmiya. So I want to understand, that we've touched on this a little bit in the past, but now is really the time to elaborate upon this. What is the nature of these two components, these two distinct parts of tekiyah shofar? On the one hand, there's tekiyah, on the other hand, there's the shmiya. How do we understand the relation between the two? So a good place to always look for this is, if you want to see how to define the very essence, the bare-bone definition of a mitzvah, it's always good to look at the Rambam when he introduces a mitzvah for the first place. It's always a good truth. So the Rambam, at the beginning of the Choshoifa, writes, mitzvah esse, anyone know the Lashon Rambam? Anyone know what verb the Rambam uses? Mitzvah esse what?
Lishma.
The Rambam says the mitzvah here, the shofar. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere about blowing shofar. Well, you think they can blow shofar? The Rambam says, first, somebody blew shofar. Not blowing shofar, you're not going to hear the shofar. But the Rambam doesn't mention the Tkiyah Shofar. The Rambam says, mitzvah lishma kol shofar. Anyone have another good support for this theory that the Shmiya is significantly more important than the Tkiyah? The Bracha seems to bear this out. Asher kibishanu mitzvayisim tzivanu lishma kol shofar. So if you put together the Lashon Rambam and put together the Nuscha Bracha, you walk away with the following conclusion, that the mitzvah of shofar is to hear the shofar. What is the role of the tekiyah? Simply a hechitimtze, simply a way to enable us to get a shmiya. But the tekiyah is not really all that important. The real mitzvah is the shmiya of the shofar.
Does somebody use death for the shofar?
Hold on. If you can't hear, then maybe he's called an enemachubidav. He wouldn't be able to hear about the K. All right? So according to the Rambam, it would appear that the whole emphasis, the entire emphasis, lock, stock, and barrel, is on the Shmias HaShofar. The key is really just a physical reality to enable you to get a Shmias HaKol.
Is that a
Hesher
Mitzvah? Like, Shmias HaHesher Mitzvah?
Well, it's almost like, you could always call, almost like Shmias like a Shtibur Hesher Mitzvah a little bit. Almost. If you want to use a model a little bit. Do we have any reason to believe that others may disagree with the Rambam? So obviously the fact that I threw that question out.
Yes.
What good? What would be a good way to test that? So we said there are two rayas. One was the Lashon HaRambam, and the other is the nusach of the bracha. Does everybody agree to this nusach of the bracha? By the way,
didn't even say the Lashon HaRambam.
What?
Didn't even say the Lashon HaRambam is supposed to be Shema.
Who said the Lashon
HaRambam? Saying,
is there? Well, okay, guys, does everybody agree to this nusach? The answer is no. Rabbeinu Tam, at least one version of Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying that the correct bracha for shofar is actually not lishma kol shofar. It's actually what? Litkol shofar. Different ballgame. Litkol shofar. That definitely seems to put a lot of emphasis on litkia. Now again, Rabbi Tam doesn't mean to say the shmiya is irrelevant. What's the proof positive? Of course the shmiya is important. Nobody argues that shmiya is an integral part of the mitzvah. That's the right from the Mishnah about the kelesach habor v'lo shama. So there's not a question that you have to hear the shofar. The question is, do you also have to blow the shofar? So according to Beritam, it seems that Kish shofar plays much more of a significant role, much more of a critical role in the halacha than according to the Rambam. The Rambam is very, very much downplaying the tekiah proper. One can almost stick to one's guns and have the nuscha bracha be l'shmoa and still in lumbus fall back on the Beritam. That seems to be the Ran's answer. The Ran, the Sefer Pesachim, asks the question, how come we make a bracha l'shmoa and we don't make the bracha l'tkala? And the Ran gives you a whole shtickle Torah why, and you know what he doesn't say? He doesn't say, because that's a silly question, because l'shmoa is the mitzvah, tkiah is not the mitzvah. The Ran offers the possibility that, hey, you should have said l'tkala, and then Ran explains to you why, in terms of grammar and diktuk, why l'shmoa is a little bit better than l'tkala. But in terms of pure halacha, you don't get the effect of the Ran that it's shmiya in contrast to tkiah. So there seem to be two different approaches in the Rishonim here. What is the role of tkiah in terms of the mitzvah? Everyone agrees shmiya as a critical component. Is tkiah critical or not? Somewhat unclear.
If the mitzvah was tkiah, then everybody would have to do it
themselves. Oh, so now we bomb kash away. It's a bishlam according to the Rambam. That the tkiah is just a hechet timtza to get a call. So I understand what happens in your average shul. One guy gets up and 100 guys listen. That's great, according to the Rambam. What about according to Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rambam, the tekiah is an integral part of it. If you don't blow, you're not yotzei. So how does that work exactly? How does shofar work?
It blows on behalf of
you. So l'chora, you have to say, and this is what the Shagasai suggests, that just as we find by mitzvah shebedibor, whenever there's a mitzvah to say words, like a mitzvah to read the Megillah, there's a mitzvah to say Pashas Zoch, a mitzvah to say Kinsman, Abdullah, there's a principle, the Gemara Darash of Sukkim and Sukkim Nachlam Ches called Shomea Ka'ona. When you hear words and you have a mind to be Yaitu, it's as if you said the words yourself. It's a Chiddush, Gvalik a Chiddush. Normally, when it comes to Shemir Sa mitzvahs, each person for themselves, I can't ask you to put on tefillin for me, but I can be made to you in Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas Halel, if you're listening. That's a Chiddush HaTorah called Shemei Ka'ina. So in the Gemara itself, we only find Shemei Ka'ina on words, on Mitzvah Shebe Dibor. Al-Korachach, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ran, says the Shagas Aryeh, it must be that we're invoking, in a sense, a corollary of Shemei Ka'ina. We're going to make a new chav called Shemei Ke'wat Ke'takeya. We just made a new chav. Those are brand new chavs. We just called it. Right, we coined the phrase, coined the name, Shamakit. So Rabbi Isai, there are two very, very different versions in terms of pure lumbus. What is going on in your average shul? So comes to Kiyashaifa, seven times, Minameitza, Barakhtar, make a bracha, and the Batakeya puts that chopper to his mouth. What's happening? So according to the Rambam, the Batakeya is basically not doing anything. He is simply creating kailas, and everybody's, you know, logging into those kolos and being Yetzir. According to Rabbeinu Tam, two things are happening. One is brisket Torah, and Rabbeinu Tam is around. Your hearing, which is only half the mitzvah, and his tekiah is being misyaches to you, through that lack of principle called Shemei Ka'ina / Shemei Ka'ina. That's possibly what's going on this week. So when lighted that machlekes to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, now let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Baftakas to be a mechuy b'davar. One. Nu, let's walk it through, guys. Bishlam according to whom? According to Meditam, I can begin to understand why he has to be included. Why? Because his tekiah is the ikar, is part of it. It has to register as the tekiah shal mitzvah, and his tekiah shal mitzvah has to be made to you. So if he's a kotel, he's a cheresh, he's a sheita, she's a woman, and they're not chayiv in the mitzvah. So the tekiah that they're doing, obviously, it's not going to be made to me. It's not a part of me. Their tekiah is a tekiah shal rishus. It's not a tekiah shal mitzvah. It's almost like we spoke about earlier, if you do a mitzvah at the time of your potter, remember we spoke about that? If you do a mitzvah in your potter, it doesn't register. So that's the same halach, it's the exact same thing. That a mitzvah tekiah done by a person who's potter can't be mitzvah, can't potter on someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, we're going to pick a wife. What do I keep with the kehah? What do I keep with the kehah? The rope about the kehah is simply to throw a coal up in the air and I catch out, so I log into that coal and I eat it. He's not being made to be bechlal. So why does he have to be mechlal b'dover? Anyone thought about that? That's just the ABCs of Ashley.
According to
the Rambam,
getting
a wind is coming. Oh, so the answer is, according to the Rambam, we have to redefine the mitzvah for shayfa. Mitzvah says in the Shemaya kol shayfa. What's been kol shayfa? Shofar means a wind vibrating through a ram's horn. That's a kol shofar. What does kol shofar mean? Kol shel mitzvah of a shofar. It has to be, there's a, to bar for a chavtza for the kol shel shofar. It's not like the greatest contradiction in terms, because the kol shel shofar is something that's not tangible. But it's got to be a chavtza, it's got to be a shein tkiyah shel mitzvah. If you hear from a koton, that's like hearing the wind blow through a ram's horn. That's not a shofar. So according to the Rambam, you need a mechuyav b'dover, not because the mechuyav b'dover is being mitzi. That's a misnomer. We use that phrase, being mitzi. It's nishkin being mitzi. What the rope about the kehah is according to the Rambam, he has to throw up into the air a kol shel mitzvah. You can only throw into the air a kol shel mitzvah if you do bist mechuyav b'dover. You're mechuyav b'dover. Like Moshe Mordov Adoyme, if you're not chayav in certain mitzvahs, I'm not chayav in tefillin, I can't write a parsha in tefillin. I'm not chayav in shchit, I can't be the shochet. I'm not chayav in shofar, I can't create that chalois for the kol shofar shal mitzvah. And therefore you are going to have trouble being yetzi. Your obligation will not be able to be yetzi obligation by hearing it, because basically you're just hearing wind going through a ram's horn. So Baruch Hashem, we've explained the Mishnah. So let's chat, just get everyone here read the Mishnah. Everyone realize that there are two different shachat and Rishayim in the Mishnah. How do you understand the nature of the din of a chuy b'dover? Depending on what you think about the mitzvah kishar and all that. Good, so far so good. Let's borrow now everything we just said to the second application of Chibadav. We said we have Mishnayos and Gemaras that talk about whenever there's a din of Shemek Oina, so Shemek Oina is a din min HaTorah. Whenever there's a din of Shemek Oina on Parshas Zohar, on Kriyas HaMegillah, on the Kiddush, on Avdalah, on Chamos, on Halal, whenever there's a din for Shemek Oina, the mitzi has to be the Chibadav. And we have to ask ourselves the question, do we understand where that din comes from? So by Tishayfa, we explained it. What about by Shemek Oina? So in the Eilam HaYeshivas, it is Yadua Mufursam, that there was a major machlokes to Gedolei Acharonim. What are the mechanics of Shemek Oina? Among the things, Shemek Oina. The Torah says, Zoch Hashem Shabbat Zekach, you have to make Kiddush. Who here made Kiddush as best fireman? Who here said the words of Kiddush as best fireman? So what happened? Sarah said, there were not religious people. So what happened? What did you do instead? You heard Kiddush. Shemek Oina. You invoked that din matar called Shemek Oina. How does that work? What are the mechanics of Shemek Oina? Anyone knows the famous Beis Halel about Shemek Oina? Everyone's famous.
You have to stand if they're standing.
What?
The whole thing about if you have to stand and they have to stand. You're as if...
Okay, it's real, okay, I hear you guys. Okay, let's see if we can concretize Beis Halel. Beis Halel was Reb Chaim's father. Of Yoshe Beis Halel, the Rebbe's name is. So Beis Halel has the following fascinating question. You know, it's such a balagan by Duchening. 10 guys, everyone's running up to try to get the shoes off on time, and they're late, and the chaz got to stop. And so, if the guys are all tuned, the guys can't remember what the bracha is, the guys got towels falling over. Why don't we do a little bit more mesudah? Have one kohen get up and do it. All the other kohanim should stand there smiling. And what should he do? He should have in mind what?
It's
what's wrong with Shemek? We do it for Chris of Megillah. We do it for Kiddush, we do it for Abdullah. What can we do it for Birchas Kavanah? This is a kasha, famous kasha for Tzalevi.
It's the form of speaking.
Oh. So Zokti B'Tzalevi, Gemara says in Masechet Soita, based on Psukim, when you say Birchas Kavanah, you have to say it loud enough that the other people can hear you. You just whisper, you have to say it loud, but you don't have to scream at guys. You just loud enough that a guy standing in front of you can hear you. That's the sheer for Kol Ram. I've been there, I see, always have something Kol Ram. Birchas Kavanah needs Kol Ram. Other mitzvahs don't need Kol Ram, but Birchas Kavanah requires Kol Ram. So that's the Beis HaLevi. My man, the Bar Mamum, Shemek, or it works. That's when there's a din for Dibur. It's a loch of Dibur. But when it's a din of Kol Ram, Shemek, or it doesn't work. You know why, says the Beis HaLevi? There's no Kol Ram in your Shmiah. Your Shmiah is Nishkin Kol Ram. So there's spelt, there's a chisarn in the din kol ram, shabai defa shvekare doesn't apply. So I stay in Beis HaLevi. So others disagree with the Beis HaLevi. The Chazanish, Rav Rachmanim, disagree with the Beis HaLevi. But Mamdol, if Shemeh HaKoyinu works for Kriyas HaMegillah, works for Kiddush, for Abdullah, for Shazok, for Hal, can work for Beis HaLevi. Why don't we do it? Kashlam HaSavon, I don't know why don't we do it. There's no real reason why don't we do it. She really worked. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes in the Beis HaLevi and others about whether Shemeh HaKoyinu is applicable in a situation where the halacha requires kol ram? So it's basically explained as follows, that there are two fundamentally different ways of understanding what Shemei Kohen is all about. Shemei Kohen could mean one of two ways. Shemei Kohen could mean that there are many mitzvahs that were given to us as mitzvah Shemei Dibur. There's Bechsem Ozon, there's Kriyas Halal, Kriyas HaMegillah, there's Kasha Zohar, Kiddush, a lot of mitzvahs Shemei Dibur, the Raisos and the Rabbanans. And I would have thought, the mitzvah should be kishmam keinu, so you have to do a dafka b'dibur. So kamash b'lon echsugi and sukkah dafla mechais b'nafla, especially this across of l'chol, sima b'lev b'mokar is, that shemeh koinet, that any mitzvah should be dibur can be fulfilled in one of two different ways, or two different channels, two different routes to fulfill mitzvah should be dibur. Either you can go down the route of dibur, or you can go down the route of shemeh. Shemeh men keoinet, I'm not being medavir, I'm not being oinet, my mouth is closed. But Shmiya is another way, another method to fulfill mitzvah shabbadi. But that's what it means, Shmiya Ka'ina. That's one way of understanding Shmiya Ka'ina. Well, the other way of understanding Shmiya Ka'ina is, no. There's only one way to fulfill mitzvah shabbadi. And what is that? Through? What? Thank you very much, through? Through Dibur. Aye, what does Shmiya Ka'ina mean? The Dibur of Ruvain carries over to me. It's like a shtick like shlichus. You give a get, kilo I get to get. You might assume kilo I get. You said the dibur, kilo I said the dibur. Again, assuming that I'm here, I'm listening. It's not going to work if I'm sleeping, but Shemeya Koinim, there's a tzirup between the Madam and the Shemeya. His dibur is Messiah's dibur. So very, very lomdisha nuance. The what's been Shemeya Koinim? Shemeya Koinim means that Shemeya is another mechanism to fulfill mitzvah Shemeya dibur. Well, no, the dibur of Pliny is Messiah's dibur. My nafkamina, no? Will it work for what?
Is it your actual?
Will it work for Kol? Kol Ram. Can you apply Shemeh Koinah to Kol Ram to Kedinim as well? So if you hold that Shemeya means I'm Yaitu with my Shemeya is a mechanism to fulfill Dibor, but my Shemeya cannot do what? And of Kol Ram, there's no Chiddush HaTorah that I'm hearing loud, I'm not hearing anything. What I'm hearing is not called speaking loud. The fact that you're speaking loud, but I'm not hearing loud. So b'mendivam amurim that Shemeh Koinah is going to work if the focus is on my Shemiya, that's bits that don't require that end component of Kol Ram. So if you go down the second route, the Chazanish and others who say that Shemeh Koinah means you, whatever you did carries over to me, you spoke at the following decibel level, so it's kilo I spoke at the following decibel, whatever you did carries over to me. And therefore even dinim that require Kol Ram will be sufficient. Famous Bechleis. No? Let's ask the same kasha we asked with Kishefim. No, it's one more dimension. If you hold that Shemeh Koinah is like the Chazanish, that your dibur is really the mitzvah, the mitzvah is taking place with your lips, and what's coming out of your lips is b'siachis to me, what halacha do I understand? Why you have to be a what? We have to be mechuy b'dover. Because if you're not mechuy b'dover, then how can I be yotze? It's like going to Rabbeinu Tam Kishefim. How can I be yotze with your tekiyah? If tekiyah is a major component of the mitzvah, it's got to be a tekiyah shal mitzvah. So the same way we said, according to Beritam, makes a lot of sense why the about the guest. I understand the Mishnayos and Sukkah, Sugis and Brachas, why Megillah, why the Meitzi has to be Mechuda. But according to the Beis Halevi, that the whole mitzvah, the whole din of Shemek Kohen is based on what? Is based on who? It's based on Shemiyah alone. What do I have to do with Chuvah Davar? What's the answer if I say? This is eerily familiar to which question we asked? What did Rambam? The same exact question we asked by the Rambam, by Shemiyah Sashayfa. What do you need about the Kehath and Chuvah Davar? If the mitzvah is simply Shemiyah, according to the Beis Halevi, every Shemiyah Kohen is like that. It's just Shemiyah. There's nothing going on in the Dibur. The Dibur is meaningless. The Shemiyah is where the action is. So what do you need? What's the answer? The exact same what? It's got to be a Shemiyah Shal Mitzvah. It's not enough just to hear voice, sound waves in the air. It's got to be a sound of mitzvah. If and when a Dvarim Shal Mitzvah are being heard, then I'm Yitzvah. Who could create that chalois, that chavtza for Shemiyah Shal Mitzvah? Da'ini Mechud B'davah. So the exact same achleikis to Ben Tam and the Rambam that we had about how to understand the lomdus of Tkiyah Shaifah, which impacted upon how we understand the lomdus as to why you need a Mechud B'davah to be about Tkiyah, that exact same achleikis that spills over to the Beis Halevi and Chazanish about the very mechanics of Shemei HaKoyne. So in all the dust settles, both for Shemei HaKoyne and for Tkiyah Shaifah, you require Mechud B'davah, again, for two very, very different approaches. And Chapsan of Kamil Nadin, to the base of Leibin Chazanish, can you see Shemek or Ina Ankova? But I finish up with a quick story, and we'll go up there with your sacks. This goes back when I was younger than you guys were. It goes back over 40 years. I just heard the Shtibel Torah for the first time about Shemek or Beis HaLevi. And I was talking it over with somebody. I grew up in Riverdale. I was sitting in the Riverdale Jewish Center. Anyone up in Riverdale? Okay, the Riverdale Jewish Center of Beis Medrash, the RJC Beis Medrash, the old, but now it's a different build, part of the building, but the old RJC Beis Medrash, the same building, just they restructured it. So I was sitting and talking to somebody and saying over this Beis HaLevi, and there was a man in the shul, back in the shul, who was sitting with the Gemara learning. And he came to this, he started to interrupt this whole discussion. He said, no, he has a right against it. They said, the guy was really holding you learning. What's the Gabal, the Kasha, from the Rashi, the Kodush against this, Beis HaLevi, Koram, you say Shemekhoi, but Koram is it? We were like, me and like my friend, we were like floored at this guy. He's a regular Baal Boss in Riverdale, and I didn't really know him so well. I knew him by name a little bit. Kaka Hava, 40 plus years ago. Okay, very nice. End of story. Almost at this story. A couple of years ago, I went with my wife to Menachem Avil by somebody, and to come in, and I totally did not realize at the time that the person who had been nifter was this man who 40 years before who told me Shtibel Torah Shemek. I really, it was the same last name, and then all of a sudden, the dawn on my goodness, I knew the son, I didn't realize he knew the father. I asked him, wait a second, did you grow up like? He said, yeah, but he was a teenager, he was in Riverdale for a little while. I said, my goodness, I know your father. I remember him. He told me Shtibel Torah about Shemek Oren 40 years ago. So the son was like blown away. So I started to tell the son Shtibel Torah over, and I stopped. Why did I stop? Because he's in the middle of Avelus and Shibi, that's supposed to tell over Shtibel Torah in Avel. So I told him, I'll tell you the afterwards. I'll tell you, but he was so responsive, so excited. He's going to be Nachabov and telling a story about his father 40 years ago. He was so excited. So there was a fellow sitting with us around, I don't know who he was, sitting around at the base level. And as we started to walk out the door, so he said to me, can you tell me the end of the Shtibel Torah? So I said to him, we have to wait to leave the base level. The Rav had a chumra that he asked us to return to the base level, even if the Rav was not listening. He said, in the chefs, in the gavata. I told him the whole Shtibel Torah, I can't tell him the Shtibel Torah. And then I went downstairs, he went downstairs, and then they had to go get my car. In the end, I just kind of like brushed him off a little bit. Like, not a bit, I didn't get around to finishing the story. I turned to the other fellow. I didn't know who the guy was. So my wife elbows me and says, do you know who that is? So I don't know who it is. So that's Yaakov Shweki. Who's that? I said, I had no idea. I said, I had no idea. She said, you just like, he asked you to tell you the Talmud. I said, okay. So I'm sure I'll bump into the chasna and sing in the next couple of weeks. So Kachaba, a couple of weeks later, I was at a chasna and he was singing the chasna. So I went over to him. I said, do you remember me? He said, yeah, from the base level. So I said, do you remember? You want to hear the end? Yes. So I stopped in between, you know, some of the songs. I told him of the end of Shikotah with the base level, the chadish, the kasha. He was so excited. So then the story had a third part. About this was about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. So then the third part happened last summer. So I was in Manny's one day. And lo and behold, who's there? Shwek is there. So my kids were, if I get the picture, I got on my phone. So my kids were egging me on. Come on up, we'll take a picture with Shwek. We'll come back. We'll come back. So I said, okay, I'll try my luck. So I went over to him and I said, do you remember the Shtickle Terrier about Shemek? Yeah. He remembered exactly where I was. He said, yeah. I said, okay, do me a favor. In lieu of that Vatara, we got a good picture of my kids. We got a nice picture of me and Shmucky and Shemek Oina. Thanks to the Beis Halevi that Shemek Oina has done the rounds 40 plus years. Okay, all right, so we'll stop there. We'll go quickly go here on Bisax the Shiel from the ship tomorrow. We'll try to finish it.
Where is it?